WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 6. It's 45 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Allen Honda, your Central Texas Honda dealer. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. College Station homeowners opposed to rezoning land for a hotel and a car dealership are expected to speak at tonight's city council meeting. Mayor Carl Mooney on WTAW's The Infomaniacs says the council could wind up with split votes on both.
5-2 could happen. It could be 4-3. Who knows?
Two new members of the council, Jerome Rutterick and Barry Moore, voted for both rezonings when they were on the Planning and Zoning Commission.
To say that the changes are imminent, that they are going to happen, I think is presumptive. We need to make sure that we listen carefully to what the citizens have to say, and I'm sure there's going to be a number of them there.
The proposed rezoning is along the east side of the freeway between Rock Prairie and Emerald Parkway. Two national leaders who are also World War II veterans took center stage in College Station at the Bush Library's 75th anniversary commemoration of Pearl Harbor.
Joining the president was retired U.S. Senator Bob Dole of Kansas.
Well, I'm glad so many Kansans came down for this event.
Dole, who lost to George H.W. Bush in the 1988 GOP presidential race, was proud to serve after Bush was elected.
He wanted to make America, well, I won't say great again, but a bit. I think that somebody else already said that.
Dole received the George Bush Award for Excellence in Public Service. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Those attending yesterday's event also included one survivor. Aaron Cook of Houston was based at Ford Island Naval Air Station when he saw the first bomb fall.
First plane released a bomb. I said, watching the bomb go by, I said, it's the biggest, precious bomb I ever saw.
Cook had enlisted in the Navy 1 year and 3 days before the attack. A traffic stop by a Texas A&M police officer at 3:30 in the morning yesterday led to the arrests of four Houston men for a car burglary. UPD reports the car was stopped for having no insurance after the officer noticed the odor of marijuana. There was a search of the car. The officer found four guns, several boxes of ammunition, a car stereo, and a white A&M backpack. The owner of the backpack was found and told officers they were unaware of the theft of his vehicle that was parked at Callaway Villas on Marion Pugh. The four who were arrested are not A&M students or otherwise affiliated with the university. The Brazos County Sheriff's Office is waiting for the results of an autopsy as part of their investigation into the death of a Texas A&M fraternity member. 20-year-old Matthew Hayes of Beaumont was found in his room Tuesday afternoon by fellow members of the Sigma Phi Epsilon house on Graham Road in College Station. Investigators have learned he was last seen alive in the early morning hours Tuesday after returning home from a formal event in downtown Bryan. Fraternity brothers told investigators they thought Hayes was asleep, but when he missed a function, they went to check and found him non-responsive. WTAW News Time is 8 minutes after 6. It's 45 degrees. You can text us your news tips to 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Allen Honda. More news at 6:30 or at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Deals are cropping up at Normanton Tractor. That means up to $4,500 in rebates on Kubota tractors, RTVs, and mowers. And get lower prices and larger cash rebates, zero down financing, zero APR on the largest selection of farm and ranch equipment. Like the new Kubota L2501 F25 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor, 5-foot Land Pride shredder, 5-foot Land Pride box blade with teeth for $13,595 minus a $1,500 cash rebate and a $1,500 to implement rebate. Pay cash of $10,595 and have it delivered today. Build your own package deal with the help of the Normanton Tractor team. And don't forget, Normanton Tractor has a large selection of trailers to bring your new tractor home. Vernon and the boys at Normanton Tractor ask, why buy used when you can buy new with payments as low as these? Normanton Tractor has financing to fit any budget. Experience the excellence of Kubota at the award-winning Normanton Tractor in Normanton, Texas, corner of Highway 39 and OSR, or online at normantontractor.com. Remember, nobody beats Normanton Tractor. Nobody.
Good morning, 609. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications. In business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications, 775-2929. I forgot to load the weather. It was cold, you know.
It's cold and it's windy.
Well, yeah. The wind has picked up and it's not very nice. Okay, hang on. All right. Here you go, Rob. Tell us a story.
Cloudy and colder today. We'll see temperatures falling through the 40s this morning. They'll eventually stop somewhere between 40 and 45. It'll be windy, making it feel even colder. It becomes partly cloudy overnight with a low of 30 to 35. Tomorrow we'll have sunshine. Highs will reach 45 to 50 tomorrow afternoon. Clear through tomorrow night with a low of 30 to 35. It'll cloud up during the day Saturday. There's the chance of a shower late. Highs on Saturday, 50 to 55. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, the Aggie men's basketball team forced 9 turnovers on their way to a win over Denver last night, while tonight the women face TCU on the road. In the NBA, Eric Gordon set a 3-point franchise record as the Rockets beat the Lakers. Meanwhile, the Mavericks lost another one, and we'll look at who's going where in the recent Major League Baseball shakeups. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
All right, so let's go look at the real weather as opposed to the forecast, what we're dealing with now. Okay, chill factor's already 38. Hey.
Ooh,
like
yeah.
That. North winds at 15 right now. Got our freeze warning tonight. Now, the good news is that they've lowered it down to, well, they've raised the low to 30, if that makes sense. Okay? They were going to do like 28 or something.
Oh, yes. Mm.
So that's a whole lot better. And what we'll do is this morning, we'll take a look around the different cities around the state so that we can know that it's not nearly as cold here as it would be in other places. I'm having a trouble with the printer out there, and it's just making my world just annoying. Well, I don't know. It's something that Louie does. All right, so anyway, we didn't used to play this. Well, we used to play this every day during Christmas, but because Chelsea works here now, we may not do that
and
quite that often.
I did not even complain about
it. No, you didn't. No. It was a decision I'd made. But, you know, I just thought now that we have our first real cold snap, you know, we can talk about
walking around in women's underwear.
Yeah.
In the store, there's a teddy with little straps like spaghetti. It holds me so tight, like handcuffs at night. Walking around in women's underwear.
You're shaking your head, aren't you? I know.
In the office, there's a guy named Melvin.
Oh, Melvin.
He pretends that I am Murphy Brown.
What?
He'll say, are you ready? We'll say, whoa, man.
Oh, man.
Whoa, yeah.
Wife is out of town.
Feels like Christmas.
Now we can officially start the Christmas season because we did that.
You know, I wouldn't put it past several people around here to do that thing. Just saying.
I can think of a few.
Have a great time. Oh my God.
We got a lot of info.
Mention.
Lots of info.
Yeah. Way too much. Never mind. Okay.
Drove down the street just to get here. Took a train, a plane, a bus. Gonna find it's worth your while to spend this time with us. It's gonna be a good morning, a good morning meeting. We're gonna have a great time today.
Hi, I'm David Stennis with the Bank and Trust. Helping my clients reach their financial goals is my goal. Put my expertise at work for you today, and together we will succeed. The Bank and Trust, local bank, local bankers.
Hi, I'm Jared Salvato with the Bank and Trust, working with you or your business to ensure your financial needs are being met is what I do best. Give me a call. I'd love to be your banker. The Bank and Trust, local bank, local bankers.
News Talk 1620 WTAW, it's 6:15, 8th of December, day 343, means we got 23 of them to go. National Brownie Day.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah, that's
get on board with that.
Brownies are okay. Yeah, that works. Pretend to be a time traveler day.
Pretend to be one.
No, no.
As opposed to actually being
I don't
one?
You may want to preface your behavior if you're going to be around coworkers or just kind of other people simply because. And remember, you got about 17 shopping days until Christmas.
That's right.
Yeah, getting ready to do that. Okay. And here we go with birthdays.
We do got birthdays. Dwight Howard from the Houston Rockets is 31 today. Country singer Sam Hunt, 32.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Listen to you.
He's got a magical voice.
Nicki Minaj is 34. Not quite so magical.
I wouldn't say magical.
Voice
but you know, I mean, she's done a lot. Yeah. You know, she's acted. She's, you know, obviously a singer or a rapper or whatever.
She's garnered
call
a
it
lot of popularity.
Yes.
Say that.
Yeah. Yes.
R&B singer Chrisette Michelle.
Sure.
Never heard of her. 34 today. Ian Somerhalder is 38. He's on a show called The Vampire Diaries, but has also been on a lot of things. He was on Lost. He was Boone. Mm-hmm. Speaking of Lost, Dominic Monaghan is 40. He was also one of the Hobbits in Lord of the Rings.
Oh, okay.
Sinead O'Connor is 50.
Wow.
Yeah. And now, is she still bald? Does she still shave her head?
Who knows?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Terry Hatcher is 52. Of course, from Desperate Housewives Lois and Clark back in the day. Ann Coulter is 55 today. Kim Basinger is 63. Apparently, she's going to be in the upcoming 50 Shades of Darker.
I don't know what
movie
that means.
I don't either.
Chelsea, you don't?
No.
I thought all women knew about the 50 Shades movies.
50 Shades of Darker?
Yeah, that's the sequel to the other one that came out, apparently.
That one hasn't sold as well, has it?
I don't even know.
All right, okay.
But I can't look through my Facebook feed without seeing somebody.
No, it's okay. No, right.
And Greg Allman of the Allman Brothers.
Oh,
yeah.
Is 69 today.
Ingrid Michaelson is 37.
All right.
That catchy little tune, you remember that? Girls chase boys, chase girls?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I do.
37. Well, and it's a neat deal because it's kind of a takeoff of Robert Palmer's video from years ago.
Mm-hmm.
If you ever look at that one, I forget, what was the name of that one?
Simply Irresistible.
Right. Okay, if you watch Simply Irresistible and then you watch that, you see that they just kind of switch genders, but it's a whole kind of a deal. All right, there you are at 617.
Your Morning Espresso starts right here. It's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
So despite the alt-left liberal media warnings that U.S. stock markets are going to tank, the economy is going to go into a tailspin if, God forbid, Donald Trump was elected president. Well, so far, the president-elect has had a positive impact on the economy. Wall Street Journal published an article entitled Get Ready for the Trump Jobs Rally, in which they discuss a National Federation of Independent Business survey, which indicates that the future hiring looks encouraging for small business. Now, the article also notes that the owners of public corporations and the owners of small private firms are now both expecting faster growth under Donald Trump. And between this news and the stock market now reaching record highs, and Trump, of course, making a deal with Carrier to prevent jobs from going to Mexico. You know, no wonder he's on a victory tour.
The Sean Hannity Show from coast to coast later today.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Don't you hate credit card debt? It's the worst kind of debt, but I understand there was a time when I was living paycheck to paycheck, and I was glad to have that option. If you're carrying credit card balances every month, I want you to check out TrySofi.com. Now, TrySofi.com has been so successful in helping people refinance their student loans, they now offer personal loans. TrySofi.com personal loan can literally substantially lower your interest rate, and you can consolidate your monthly bills and save you money, a lot of money. One of the big reasons TrySofi.com has been so successful is how fast and easy they make the process. You apply online, you'll know in 2 minutes if it makes sense to do a personal loan. There's no fees, there's no obligation, it will not impact your credit score. Many people are finding the rates for TrySofi.com on a personal loan so low that it makes sense to use that in place of a home equity loan and avoid all the paperwork and hassle. So just take a couple of minutes, know what your options are and how much you can save. Get a personal loan from TrySofi.com, TrySofi.com.
Join the Bush Presidential Library this holiday season in helping to give back to our community. We will be collecting donations of canned and non-perishable food items for the Food for Families Holiday Food Drive through December 7th. We also have partnered with Toys for Tots, so bring in any new and unwrapped toys by December the 11th. For more information, visit bush41.org and click on the Events tab.
Good morning, News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's 620. It's the Infomaniacs. And so we're going to get cooler weather, but it's not as bad, good, or whatever as it could be. There are other parts of Texas that are probably not going to be as nice as we are. Let's move up the road a little bit. Let's see, what is Waco going to do tonight? Well, first of all, remember, you'll end up in Waco. 24 degrees for their low tonight. 24 degrees.
Another good reason not to go to Waco.
That's exactly right.
As if you need it.
And let's move up to Amarillo. How are they doing? Amarillo right now, it is overcast and 16.
Oh, my gosh. Mm. But they're going to always so cold.
They're going to warm up to a low tonight of 17. So there.
Oh, good.
Yeah. right now, the wind chill factor is 1.
Oh,
it'd be 1. Yeah.
That's so, just like, I can feel the pain of the cold. From
yeah,
that.
They're doing a little wintery mix thing.
That hurts. That's when, like, your tears, your eyes start to water, but they freeze
on
your
skin.
Yeah,
it hurts so much. And and I don't know. But we're weather wusses. That's all there is.
We are.
It is this time of year, though. It's the holiday season, which always means it brings out the best in us.
Yeah.
Unless it doesn't.
Uh-oh.
State police say holiday music blaring from the Pennsylvania woman's car as she tore up the yard of her ex-boyfriend's house, nearly running the man down and his family. Alan McCutcheon says that he was setting up a Christmas light display outside his home when his ex yelled, "Merry Christmas!" and made several passes through his yard in her car. State police say she was attempting to hit the man and his adult daughter.
Oh, boy.
He's 64. I don't know how old she is, just saying. So,
well, old enough to know better, that's for sure.
I'm Bruce Vail with Your Money Now. A new drug originally developed to treat type 2 diabetes is being readied for human clinical trials to treat Parkinson's disease. The author of a study published in the journal Science Translational Medicine said all of the research in Parkinson's models suggests the drug could potentially slow the disease's progression in people. The drug was developed by Kalamazoo, Michigan-based Metabolic Solutions Development Company. Drug maker Mylan disclosed through an SEC filing that further restructuring is on the way. The company plans to cut less than 10% of its workforce as it continues the integration of significant acquisitions it's made since 2015. Mylan shares fell nearly 4% today. The broader market rallied with the Dow Jones Industrial Average up 297 points. The NASDAQ Composite gained 60 points, while the S&P 500 rose 29. That's Your Money Now.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated, price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $28 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-244-6060. That's 1-800-244-6060. 1-800-244-6060. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Take 5 Oil Change is now open at 111 Southwest Parkway East in College Station and 1621 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan. At Take 5, the service is fast and the technicians are friendly. Stop by and experience the oil change that makes you smile today. You stay in your car and enjoy a complimentary beverage while their certified technicians change your oil in just minutes. Take 5 wants to help get your car ready for holiday travel with a Castrol GTX oil change. Take 5 Oil Change, the fastest oil change on the planet.
All you gotta do is Take 5.
Hallmark Cleaners understands that you make an investment in your clothes, so they don't cut corners when it comes to your dry cleaning. Hallmark Cleaners provides quality processing at competitive pricing. They have 3 BCS locations, South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. Experience great convenience with Hallmark's drive-thru and same-day, in-by-9, out-after-5 service. Hallmark Cleaners, the Brazos Valley's trusted dry cleaning, laundry, and alteration service for over 20 years.
The men and women of the armed forces are a highly important part of this country and should be given our gratitude and respect whenever possible. That's why when there's a story about just that, I like to share it with you. I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is a bit of info. There's a 35-year-old Air Force veteran named Clay Luthy in Abilene, Texas, and he's been struggling to find work because both of his knees are bad. He had 5 surgeries on them and can't bend his left leg at all, so he trained his 10-year-old dog Charlotte to help him get back up if he falls down. He applied for a job at the local Lowe's about 2 months ago and was the most qualified person they interviewed, and he mentioned that he had a service dog. Well, in what was probably the best thing that Lowe's could have done and was definitely the thing they should have done, they said she could work there too. A photo of them at work has been going viral this week. Someone even made a vest for her out of an old Lowe's apron. The store's HR manager says hiring Clay was a no-brainer, and the fact that they got to hire Charlotte, too, is just a bonus. He says the customers love her, and she's really good with kids. So while Clay helps out, Charlotte helps keep the kids entertained. If you own a business and have the opportunity to hire a qualified veteran, do so. It's just one of the things that's the least we can do to say thank you to the people who help defend our country and our freedom. I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is a bit of info. Good news. Barker's Heating and Cooling is here to make you feel good this winter with a new Lennox home comfort system. Best of all, at Barker's, they have plenty of options for high-efficiency heating for any budget, so feeling cozy at home doesn't mean you'll feel the pinch of high utility bills. Call Barker's Heating and Cooling today at 979-314-0618 for nice, perfectly warm Lennox comfort. Call 979-314-0618 or online at barkerservices.com. License TACLA 28101C. Brad Mitchell in the studio here with Matt from Sunshine Fun Pools. Now, Christmas, Matt, is coming right up around the corner, and I know a lot of people probably don't initially think of pools for Christmas, but that's actually a pretty good Christmas gift, right?
Well, we are in Texas, right? And I can tell you that a lot of folks will come in, especially husbands, will have that little special secret surprise, and maybe there's just a point in their life where a swimming pool is the perfect gift for the entire family.
All right, and I guess now's a good time of the year to think about buying a pool so it'll be ready for swimming season, right?
Exactly, Brad. Can you imagine having your husband or your wife come home and tell you that they've purchased a pool for Christmas this year? This is something they can literally use all year long.
All right, so you guys got any Christmas specials going on right now?
Well, the biggest thing we've got going right now is a free heater from Hayward, and that's only good for the month of December. The other thing we have is really easy financing. We can get you approved in 48 hours or less. We're guarantee approval right now for the month of December.
Well, there you have it. Call Sunshine Fun Pools today, 690-3343, or click sunshinefunpools.com.
Hey, good morning. Coming up on 628, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years. They also do polyurethane concrete raising. If you want some more information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. Okay, so anyhow, the winds have shifted around. You know, last night really wasn't that bad out there, but anyhow, it is going to get cold, and we knew it was coming. And but the good thing is there's going to be some sunshine later on. Yeah, on Friday we'll have that. Anyway, our high today probably is what we have right now, 45. It'll probably fall down to about 40 or so. That'll be near sunset. Breezy, though, winds 15 to 20, gusting up to 30 miles an hour today. Then tonight, we'll have a low down around 30 with a north wind, gusting up to 20 miles an hour. Our high temperature on Friday with sunshine will be 47, then we'll be down near freezing on Friday night, so not quite as bad as we thought it was going to be. As far as Saturday's concerned, get some sunshine back, and 52 will be our high temperature. We do have a 40% chance of rain on Saturday night. We'll be up on Sunday at about 70 degrees. I know, that's the way it is. Right now, winds are out of the north at 15. We do have a chill factor of 38. Overcast skies, the air temperature is 45.
Hi, this is Debbie Lewis. I have a show on Sunday mornings that can make a difference for you and your family. Brazos Wellness, sponsored by College Station Medical Center, focuses on local doctors, health care providers, and wellness experts from right here in the Brazos Valley. This Sunday morning at 8, I'll be speaking with Genesis OBGYN's Dr. Smith, Jazzy's Med Spa, Arbor Oaks, and we'll hear from Dr. Kaquan about how to age gracefully. Be sure to listen Sunday mornings at 8 here on 1620 WTAW.
The more hopeful you are about your future, the more hopeful your future tends to be. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up.
Guys, wouldn't your wife or girlfriend love it if you treated her to the very best this Christmas? Well, you can, and you don't even have to go out of your way. We're talking about the world's softest pajamas, available exclusively at pajamagram.com. That's pajamagram.com. Created by a team of dedicated pajama experts, the world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny, like cashmere, only better. Talk about dreamy. She'll love the way the world's softest pajamas feel. You'll love the way they caress her every curve. More than a gift, they're a feeling, an invitation to relax a little longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at pajamagram.com. Visit today and give her a gift that keeps on giving. To both of you. You don't even have to wrap. Every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging, and Christmas delivery is guaranteed. So visit pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs.
Do you consider yourself someone who has a lot of hope?
Hope is the belief that the future will be better than the present, coupled with the belief that you have the power to make it so.
Dr. Shane Lopez, author of the book Making Hope Happen, says most of us start out being pretty hopeful.
By age two, you think about the last two-year-old you hung out with. They're saying, I can, I will. So that you're already your own superhero when you're age two. And those are the basic building blocks of hope. That thinking about the future and then telling a story about the future in a way that it pulls you through everyday life, we have that probably in place when we're 5 or 6 years old.
Hopefulness is really a key ingredient to happiness and fulfillment.
If you don't see the best years as being ahead of you, if you don't see the future as being better than the present, and that's kind of this chronic belief, then that can kickstart a real depression that can be quite enduring and quite challenging to overcome.
Being hopeful about your future, in a way, is like a self-fulfilling prophecy.
When you're hopeful, you actually start generating positive emotions. When you generate positive emotions, your mind kind of opens up to unique opportunities in life and more opportunities in life. So then you start to generate more pathways to the goals that you're interested in. And you just work a little differently, a little more efficiently, a little harder. But it's a little bit more than self-fulfilling prophecy, and it's way more than wishing.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:32. It's 45 degrees. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Mar Eye Center, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family, where our vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision. Go to mareyecenter.com for more information. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Another car dealership in another hotel could be coming to College Station. Mayor Carl Mooney, speaking on WTAW's The Infomaniacs, expects neighboring homeowners at tonight's city council to voice their opposition to the proposed rezoning.
Anyway, the folks are concerned about proximity to neighborhoods, traffic, drainage, a number of other issues.
Mooney says the council has to consider what happens if the land is rezoned but the proposed projects are not built.
Well, now that zoning stays with that property. And so the property owner, or when a property changed hands, right, something else could be built there.
Newly elected Councilmen Barry Moore and Jerome Rectorick both voted yes to the rezoning when they were on the Planning and Zoning Commission. The land for both businesses is on the east side of the freeway between Rock Prairie and Emerald Parkway. 27 World War II veterans were among those recognized at yesterday's Pearl Harbor 75th Anniversary Commemoration Program at the Bush Library. That included one survivor, Aaron Cook of Houston, who was at Ford Island Naval Air Station.
So we're under attack. They said, who is it? Someone said, the British. It's the Dutch. It must be the French. Nobody had a clue that the Japanese would have the audacity.
Cook, who worked in the mess hall, later became a combat air gunner. Two national leaders who were also World War II veterans took center stage at the Bush Library's 75th anniversary commemoration yesterday.
Joining the president was retired U.S. Senator Bob Dole of Kansas.
Pearl Harbor Day changed President Bush's life. It certainly changed my life later. But that's the price we pay for freedom. And we love our country. We want to keep our freedom.
Don't thank the Texas A&M Singing Cadets for participating in the program.
The future leaders of America are in this audience, and the Texas A&M, and, you know, they're the kind of young people we want to step up and look ahead for America.
After Dole received the George Bush Award for Excellence in Public Service, the Singing Cadets performed a song that was inspirational in Dole's recovery from disabling injuries while fighting in Italy.
We'll never, never.
favorite song because I believe God is walking with us.
Dole, still the longest-serving Republican majority leader in the Senate, said he was proud to work with President Bush after losing the GOP nomination in 1988. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
The fight over immunizations could be heating up in Texas very soon. That's because six bills have been filed so far in the legislature with the goal of getting as many people vaccinated as possible.
Instead of having parents authorize their children's immunizations, lawmakers are considering mandating the shots and allowing parents to opt out.
Viruses that are preventable should be eradicated, and the safety and efficacy of vaccines should not be debated.
State Rep. Sarah Davis has filed four immunization-related bills. State Rep. Donna Howard, a registered nurse, has filed an additional two.
These are preventable diseases that in the past not only made a lot of people sick, but caused a lot of deaths.
In Austin, Chris Fox, TSN News.
The Brazos County Sheriff's Office is in the process of reconstructing a timeline of the activities of a Texas A&M fraternity member who was found dead Tuesday afternoon. Investigators have determined 20-year-old Matthew Hayes of Beaumont attended a formal event in downtown Bryan Monday night, then returned to the Sigma Phi Epsilon fraternity house on Graham Road. Investigators were told Hayes, who was last seen alive Tuesday in the early morning hours, was checked on by his fraternity brothers after missing a function. That's when Hayes was found non-responsive and members started doing CPR. Investigators say an autopsy has been completed and they are waiting for the results. Driving a car without insurance led to the driver and three passengers to jail on charges of committing a car burglary in College Station. A Texas A&M police officer who stopped the car at 3:30 in the morning yesterday at George Bush in Houston did a search after smelling marijuana. That turned up a white Texas A&M backpack where the owner was found and reported, and they were unaware that their vehicle had been burglarized in the parking lot at the Callaway Villas on Merriam Pugh. Officers also found four guns, several boxes of ammunition, and a car stereo. UPD reports the four men who were arrested are from Houston, and none of them are affiliated with the university. WTAW News Time is 6:37. It's 45 degrees. You can text us at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Mar Eye Center. More news at the top of the hour or online at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
If your field of vision is narrow, if you experience night blindness, halos, floaters, or blurred vision, you may have a cataract. But don't worry. Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564 for your appointment. Mar Eye Center, thanking you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
David Gardner's Jewelers in College Station is conducting a massive jewelry liquidation. This is the most spectacular sale in their 33-year history. Now, save up to 60%.
To prepare for this historic event, the entire inventory has been reviewed, and millions of dollars of inventory has been identified that must be sold.
This multi-million dollar collection of fine jewelry, diamonds, and more is being offered for immediate sale, all at sacrifice prices.
Don't miss your incredible opportunity to acquire exceptional fine jewelry and watches for both yourself and those that are special to you, just in time for holiday gift giving, all at sacrifice liquidation prices.
Now, take advantage of this unprecedented sale until the massive multi-million dollar collection is sold.
This gigantic jewelry liquidation event is taking place exclusively at David Gardner's Jewelers, 911 University Drive East.
In 1836, Texas became its own nation with 23 local counties. Well, we are now 254 strong. Because as our state has grown in population, one thing that remains is the need for local government. With locally elected officials like your judge and sheriff, who best know the needs of the people they serve. From running courts to running elections, from building roads to building communities, and much more. Learn more about your county at TexasCountiesDeliver.org. Sponsored by Texas Association of Counties.
This year, Blue Baker and Brian Broadcasting are asking you to add someone you've never met to your Christmas list. You can help provide gifts for local children and special needs adults with our annual Christmas Angels Drive. Paper angels with Christmas gift wishes are hanging on the Christmas trees at all three College Station Blue Baker locations. Choose your angel and shop for the gifts, then return the wrapped gifts to the trees at Blue Baker. The last day to drop off angel gifts is Wednesday, December 14th. Thank you for helping make a Merry Christmas for a Christmas Angel.
Bubba Dixon here. When you're decorating for the holidays this year, make sure you remember to add some holiday cheer to one very important area, your driveway. At Tom Light Chevrolet, we've got a huge selection of nearly 200 shiny new Chevy cars, trucks, and SUVs to brighten your spot and to lift your spirits this holiday season. Take all the hassle out of holiday shopping at TomLight.com, where you can search and shop in no time at all. And with the most competitive internet pricing around, you can deck out your driveway with all the bells and whistles and still put some jingle back in your pocket. Visit us off North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan or online at TomLight.com to take the Tom Light Challenge for yourself and see why since 1972, all roads lead to Tom Light Chevrolet. From our family to yours, Merry Christmas from Tom Light Chevrolet. Chevy, find new roads.
Tom Light Chevrolet.
Hey, there you go. Coming up on 641, our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications, 775-2929.
Cloudy and windy weather for today. Temperatures will be falling to about 40 to 45 for the afternoon. It'll become partly cloudy and cold tonight, lows 30 to 35. There is a freeze warning in effect for tomorrow morning. Lots of sunshine developing tomorrow. High temperatures 45 to 50. Tomorrow night, sky is going to be clear. Those will drop down to 30 to 35. And we'll have clouds in the increase on Saturday. There could be a late day shower, 50 to 55. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, Denver came to Reed last night and left with a loss as the men's team improved to 6-2 on the season. Meanwhile, the women's team hits the road to face TCU tonight. Speaking of basketball, former A&M coach Billy Gillespie has announced his retirement, citing health concerns. And in the NBA, the Rockets earned a win over the Lakers, while the last place Mavericks dropped another one in Dallas. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
So why do we think Donald Trump is looking at all these former military folks to put them in his cabinet and other leadership roles? I mean, maybe he likes the idea that they've lived a structured life, you know, being in the military, which certainly carries on into the civilian world. I don't think there's any doubt that you don't see many generals go wild and crazy when they become civilians. So I don't know, maybe that's it. Maybe there is some administrative understanding. I'm not sure. I don't know that the Defense Department, as we've learned, is necessarily the exact model for efficiency when it comes to corporate structure. But nonetheless, the Fox people are telling us all about these choices.
Retired General John Kelly is the president-elect's pick for Homeland Security Secretary. Known for being tough on illegal immigration, General Kelly ran the U.S. Southern Command. He's also the highest-ranking officer to lose a child in combat. His Marine son was killed in Afghanistan. The president-elect also named Oklahoma Attorney General Scott Pruitt, a climate change skeptic, to head the Environmental Protection Agency. Mr. Trump selecting Linda McMahon, co-founder of Worldwide Wrestling, to head the Small Business Administration.
Yeah.
Yeah, WWE.
Yeah, I mean, let's see who some of those undersecretaries will be in there. Oh. Like Dusty Rhodes. Yeah. I don't know if he's
the Undertaker.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I saw that and I thought it was an Onion headline, honestly.
Yeah, I know. It's true. Well, remember she ran for the Senate up there in New England and got defeated.
Yeah.
So anyway, so now
And you mentioned their leadership roles, and I'm sure, you know, ex-military, it's about as leader-ish as you can get.
Well, the thing is, what they've done is they've right exactly they've gone through, and you know it happens at A&M now. There are people who go in the Corps who are not going into the military,
right?
They go for the leadership that they learn there.
And you mentioned the structure and just the lifestyle
and I think that's kind of a neat deal. I would think, for instance, you know, if you had business people, like even here in the community, might audit some of those classes and learn something right there to be better business owners or better community leaders.
Well, so this other guy who, you know, the big headline on him is that he's climate change denier.
Yeah.
Okay, now let me just, how much of a climate change denier, quote unquote, is he? Because the thing is if you don't agree that mankind is completely responsible for the destruction of the earth, you are labeled a climate change denier.
Sure.
But there are many degrees of that. Like, for instance, I personally believe, yes, the temperature is changing. But I'm not so sure that man has anything to do with it.
And we might, but it's not so much that our behavioral change is going to slow whatever cycle we happen to be in.
That right. too.
Or speed it up.
Yeah, either way. The deal is, because he's been AG, he's you know, he's legally been going up against the Obama administration almost from day one. But, you know, there are a lot of attorney generals who have done that. So he's not the only one, certainly, when it comes to that. And we'll get back to that in a minute. In the meantime, a federal judge late yesterday, may not have heard, has stopped the hand counting of the ballots in Michigan.
Oh.
So that pretty much ends things as far as that goes.
Ended the party.
Yeah. Michigan Appeals Court had ruled 3-0 on Tuesday that Jill Stein should not have been allowed to demand the recount because she is not an aggrieved candidate. I mean, when you get 2 or 3%, it's not like, oh, they miscounted and I would have gotten another 45%.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I think that makes sense.
Yeah.
Because there's time and there's expense involved here.
Yeah.
If we were talking that you were one of those people who were closely in contention, that would make sense. And I think they're trying to probably send a message.
Yeah.
We're not going to go through this recount dance.
It's silly.
This isn't a good thing to do.
Yep, well, also, so weren't there, didn't they also find that the votes still ended up, there was a majority of votes for Donald Trump?
Yep. Right.
And then also they found out that people were voting twice. Like, they were counting votes twice.
Oh, I didn't hear that one.
Yeah, so, like, there was so much error involved in all of that, and it wasn't lining up to what they wanted it to line up to. So I think it kind of makes sense that they'd be like, oh, wait, never mind.
Whoops. Yeah. Well, and for her part, Jill Stein has gotten more publicity since the election was over than she certainly got in the run-up to it. I mean, there were people who were interviewing her on news shows that she would have never been able to get onto because of that.
So for what it's worth,
from that standpoint, probably a politically smart thing to do. All right, I got one more thing I'm angry at the government about in Texas, but we'll talk about that in the next hour. It's 6:46.
It's a race to number one. WC Tractor wants to be the number one Kubota dealer in the country. From now until the end of 2016, save thousands and even tens of thousands on Kubota tractors, mowers, RTVs, and more. It's WC Tractor's race to number one clearance sales event. With millions of dollars of inventory, now is the time to pick out that perfect Kubota at WC Tractor. The M5 cab tractor is the best mid-range tractor on the market, and the SVL95 is Kubota's industry-leading workhorse with hundreds of attachments that are performance-matched for your application. 7 locations serving the Brazos Valley, including the new flagship store in Bryan. You'll always get the best deals at WC Tractor, but until December 31st, save even more during the race to number one clearance sales event. WC Tractor wants to be the number one Kubota dealer in the country, so check them out at one of their 7 locations or visit WCTractor.com. That's WC Tractor and WCTractor.com.
Washington County Tractor, people and products that you can trust.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
It's the space that landscaping forgot. What can you do with a plot of ground that's 2 feet wide and 50 feet long? Maybe it's the parkway between the front walk and the street. Maybe it's out in the alley behind the fence. It may even be between your house and your neighbor's as urban lots get smaller and smaller. Landscaping those funny little narrow spaces right after this message. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. It's my newest book. It's only $31.95, but I can also save you on the second and third copies if you'd like to buy one for yourself and get a couple as gifts. The second and third copies are only $26.95 if they're sent to the same address at the same time. Every book goes out of my office signed. That's right, my office, because it is not in stores and it's not on Amazon. It is not a revision of my 1991 Complete Guide to Texas Gardening with the Cowboy Boots. This is an entirely different and new book. It's Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening with a photograph of an Adirondack chair in my yard on the cover. 344 pages, 840 of my photographs, more than 25 multi-page charts. It makes a wonderful gift. Get the first book at $31.95 plus tax and postage, second and third books at $26.95. Every book goes out signed, satisfaction guaranteed. 800-752-GROW or order at Neil Sperry. nilsperry.com, NEILSPERRY.com. If you have an odd little narrow area, the question becomes, what can you do to create some form of design when you're that limited on space? Probably more than you might have imagined. Well, first, you need to drive around town to gather ideas from all the thousands of people who've lived the same nightmare. Take photos and make lists. Don't be afraid to copy their creations. Gardeners are usually proud to share their successes. Just be sure you don't copy a failure. Ask plenty of questions when you get ready to buy your plants. Be sure you're not looking at some embryonic form of a shrub that will quickly grow to fill all available space. If you have room only for a 2-foot-wide shrub, ask your nurseryman to show you all the possibilities that stay that small. In fact, take photos in with you. He or she may be able to draw you a quick sketch of some options. Simplicity is usually the best approach when it comes to planting a long, skinny spot. If you need a tall plant, consider a vine. If it's a masonry wall, you could use a clinging vine like Boston ivy or Virginia creeper. Fig ivy is especially good in the southern half of the state. If clinging types of vines aren't appealing for any reason, erect a stout trellis on which you can grow Carolina jessamine, climbing antique roses, wisteria, Madame Galen trumpet creeper, or some other twining vine. Now, wisteria and trumpet creeper are big vines. They really will require quite a support. You can even use espaliers like Hollywood twisted juniper, willow leaf, or Nellie R. Stevens hollies, pyracanthus, or for a big area, a big high wall, little gem magnolias. These are fat plants trained to grow flat against a wall. Whichever type you choose, it probably will look best if you use only the one type in any given segment of the wall. Once you've developed the height of the vine or espalier, you still need a lower plant along the front of the bed. In that case, you'll probably want a low shrub or a tall clumping ground cover. If your landscape has a rather involved or busy look and you want more than just one or two types of plants, consider planting in large terracotta pots. Choose a pleasant assortment of sizes and shapes, perhaps in a variety of colors, including white and natural orange. And you know, there's some beautiful glazed pottery out in the marketplace now. Cluster the pots in groups and plant seasonal color in those large pots. Don't overlook the possibility of turning your small, narrow space into an herb garden. That's especially appealing if there's a sidewalk adjacent. As folks brush against the herbs, they'll release their pleasant aromas to the surrounding area. I'm Neil Sperry. Garden Facts of the Season will be the subject of our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. It's 6:53. Well, in Texas A&M basketball, guard J.C. Hampton scored a season-high 21 points on 7 of 10 shooting as the Aggies defeated Denver 80-58 last night. A&M forced 9 turnovers while committing only 4 of their own and holding a 16-4 advantage in points off turnovers. The men next take on South Carolina on Saturday at Reed at 7 p.m. Pre-game's at 6:30, and you can catch it on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Meanwhile, the A&M women's basketball team faces TCU tonight on the road. The Aggs lead the Horned Frogs in the all-time series 34-4 and have won 5 straight games in the series. Tonight's game is at 7:30 p.m., pregame's at 7:15, and you can catch it on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. After this game, the Aggies take on A&M Corpus Christi at Reed Arena on Saturday at 2 p.m. with pregame at 1:45, and that one can be heard on the Zone as well. Speaking of college basketball, former coach Billy Gillespie says he's retiring, citing health concerns as he steps aside as coach at Texas Junior College. The 57-year-old Gillespie said yesterday that he's been battling high blood pressure since the summer. The former Texas A&M and Texas Tech coach said he's following the advice of doctors by leaving early in his second season at Ranger College. In college football, it doesn't look good for Alabama as reserve quarterback David Cornwell announced yesterday he's transferring out of the program. Cornwell, the number 4 ranked pocket passer in the 2014 ESPN 300, is the third quarterback to transfer since freshman Jalen Hurts established himself as the Crimson Tide starter this season. Blake Barnett left the program in late September and recently announced his transfer to Arizona State. Backup Cooper Bateman is planning to transfer also, though he's expected to stay with the team through the college football playoffs. Meanwhile, Oregon has hired South Florida's Willie Taggart as its next football coach, the school announced yesterday. He replaces Mark Helfrich, who was fired by Oregon a week ago, going 4-8 overall and 2-7 in the Pac-12 this season. Taggart had been at USF for 4 seasons, increasing his win total from 2 in his first season to 4 and then 8. This year's 10-2 record was the best in school history. In the NBA,
driving, leaning, laying, former Rocket Thomas Robinson misses the layup. Gordon again catches a deep one in the air. Good! Eric Gordon! just set a new franchise record, his fourth three.
Eric Gordon hit 8 three-pointers and scored 26 points as the Houston Rockets crushed the Los Angeles Lakers last night, 134-95. James Harden also scored 25 points, playing just 3 quarters. Meanwhile, in Dallas,
third quarter is the quarter that really turned this whole evening around for Sacramento when they outscored their opponent 29-12. They end up winning it 120-89.
The last place Mavericks had another bumpy night, losing to the Sacramento Kings 120-89. DeMarcus Cousins paced the Kings with 24 points, while Rudy Gay scored 19 for the Kings. In Major League Baseball, outfielder Carlos Gomez has decided to stick with the Rangers, agreeing with the team yesterday to a one-year $11.5 million contract, according to people familiar with the talks. Gomez will likely play center field. He has a .257 average and 116 home runs over 10 big league seasons. Meanwhile, the Colorado Rockies have struck an agreement with outfielder Ian Desmond on a 5-year $70 million deal, according to a person familiar with the agreement. Desmond hit 22 home runs with 86 RBIs last season for the Rangers. Texas will get a draft pick. And Aroldis Chapman reached an agreement to return to the New York Yankees last night with the highest paid contract ever for a relief pitcher, an $86 million deal for 5 years. A person familiar with the negotiations told the Associated Press that the contract was pending a physical. The person spoke on condition of anonymity because the deal was not yet complete. And that's a look at your sports update brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Brad Mitchell on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Texas Regional Eye Center is Aggieland's exclusive home for LASIK vision correction. And now, for a limited time, you can save up to $760 on all laser LASIK. Financing is available with nothing down and $180 for 24 months. Call Texas Regional Eye Center today at 774-0498 or visit TexasRegionalEye.com. Save over $700 on LASIK. Available in Aggieland, only at Texas Regional Eye Center.
80 years ago, life was simple, and so was insurance. Since 1936, Van Dyke Rankin has been insuring your family and business, protecting those things most important to you. As a homeowner, we know you want to protect your largest investment. Save money while working with someone you know and trust. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance. People just like you, providing insurance services with honesty and integrity.
You won't find many local businesses that have been around for 70 years, but Acme Glass has. They started in 1946 in downtown Bryan, where they are right now. The Moreheads have been providing glass for people under all sorts of circumstances ever since then. Now, they've added a location in College Station across the main entrance from A&M, but Acme Glass has done this from day one, and that is give you the service that you want with a quality product. Glass still does what glass has always done, but it does even more now. And if you'd like to see some of the uses of glass, especially in homes and businesses that Acme Glass has done around town, then stop by and they'll be glad to show you, share some examples. Of course, you think of auto glass, and that makes perfect sense because that's how most of us interact when it comes to needing some sort of glass repair or replacement. And Acme Glass can fix those little pops that happen when a pebble or something gets thrown up into your windshield. They'll do it while you wait, and quite often your insurance can take care of that for you. And remember that if you buy your windshield from Acme Glass and you have those pops or little cracks right there, they'll fix those for you free for as long as you own the car. Again, in downtown Bryan and across from the main entrance at A&M, Acme Glass.
Hi, this is Colonel Aaron Vangelisti, commander of the Air Force Reserve's 433rd Airlift Wing at Joint Base San Antonio, Lackland Air Force Base, Texas. Military experience can add greatly to your life, as it has mine. The Air Force Reserve locations throughout the region offer positions with excellent training, including the exciting areas of intelligence and cyberspace. I encourage you to start your adventure in the Air Force Reserve by going to afreserve.com or calling 800-257-1212.
Sponsored by the Air Force Reserve, aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Skyline Communications presents Two-Way Radio for Business and Industry. Forget the brick radios of the past. Our full-featured units are lighter and smaller. Your cell phone can even access your radio fleet. Skyline Communications, Two-Way Radio, a better way.
Here's our weather. It's brought to you by Action Sports, home of the Can-Am Spider and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East, or click on ActionSportsTX.com. Well, it's windy out there this morning. Winds out of the north at 20, gusting up to 30 miles an hour already. So our chill factor is 34 degrees, and we're about where we're going to get as far as a high is concerned. Down around freezing tonight, a little below, probably about 30 or so. Tomorrow we get some sunshine with a high of 47. But it's 43 right now. WTAW, College Station, Bryan.